back. We are back. Hey, listen, before we start.
I got a new mic, bro.
I see it, bro. But you know what? You've been doing a lot of things out of character lately. You know what I'm saying? Flying to New York for one day. Elvis, I'm trying to tell you, you had a fantastic football season. I mean, you was must-see TV. But when they opened up Disneyland for you early and you went up there and did your thing, and all of a sudden now you're a celebrity, your beard looked different. I just need to know what the hell going on.
I got that celebrity swag on me. Okay. Look, I told you and I told everybody last week I'm a celebrity now. I'm done not owning it. I am a celebrity. I expect to get in restaurants and not wait in line. If I go to the club, I expect to walk right in. Okay. My bank account ain't got to the private jets yet, but I'm on my way. All right. The other thing is this too. This is what being a celebrity helps you with as well, man. You get great service. The service is phenomenal. That makes me feel like a celebrity more than anything when I get that service, man. Dude, I had a phenomenal day trip to New York. I mean, it was overnight, but it was quick. And the way I'm riding, in the black SUV, you know what I'm saying? Like tinted windows.
In the passenger seat, in the back seat with the seat pushed all
the seat pushed back with the seat. Like I was laying back, perk. I had my iPad on. I'm just riding
by yourself though, and it's just like
and the driver didn't even call me Marcus Spears.
What did he call?
Called me Swagoo. I'm a celebrity, bro.
That's when you know you didn't hit it. That's when you know.
You know, that's enough. That's enough about me.
Hey, look. Hey, bro, listen. I've been missing you. I tell you this all the time. It's been a lot going on. It's a lot that we probably could dive into. I know people want to address the Juwan Howard situation, want us to talk, but we don't need to talk about that.
Nah, I saw you talking about that already.
That's been handled. You know what I'm saying? It's other things that we got to talk about, and we got to go back to our roots, back down there to New Orleans, baby.
Baby.
And find out. I need to hear from you because it's crazy because on one of our first episodes, we already addressed this. Yep. Okay, and now we're addressing this young man again, which is unfortunate, in Zion Williamson and his unprofessionalism. And one of our colleagues, our brother, J.J. Redick, who played with him, called him out on national TV about his lack of professionalism and not being a great teammate, not reaching out to C.J. McCollum when he first got traded there, but reaching out after the fact that he called him out on it. So I need to hear what you got to say about it. I need to hear it.
Well, I'll say this first of all.
Oh, I wanted to tell you something real quick.
What's up?
I got a package on the way to you.
What?
Yeah, I got a package.
You know I like gifts. I
just had to tell you that. But go ahead. I got a package on the way to you.
Before I start, I saw you on that sideline at the All-Star game too. You and Dominique got that ass whooped, but you look good up there, bro. You look good.
Yeah, Dominique was over there just cool.
Just cooling.
Yeah, he was just cool.
He wasn't trying to coach.
Yeah, he one of them old school players that get the clip of
Fingernail polish.
Yeah.
Low key, I do too.
Ain't nothing wrong with it though.
It's kind of nice.
It's okay.
It's what I started doing when I became a celebrity.
Hey, it's okay.
Let me dive in, man. Because you're right. This is something we talked about with Zion. Now, what I will back off Zion about is if it was some impression that because he was the first overall draft pick that he was supposed to be a leader. Perk, we done already told these people, just because you good at something don't mean you a leader.
Okay.
Don't mean you going to go in the locker room and galvanize everybody and everybody going to follow you. That take time, all right? But I also think Zion is the definition of when you are drafted that high and you come in and work hard, it's easy for dudes to follow you. right? And you and then you can set the tempo of the culture. Like, people forget Brandon Ingram is the max guy on that team. Mm. Right? So regardless of who else is on that team with the Pelicans, it's going to be about Zion Williamson until it's not anymore. And I think that's what he needs to hear. Now, look, if he want to get out, here's my thing about getting out, right? You can want to leave New Orleans. You can want to leave the Pelicans. I don't know what it is. I'm not breaking any news about Zion wanting out. I think the consensus is that's what everybody thinks, is that he want to get out of there. But what I will say is, what I will say is, you think somewhere else you ain't gonna have to work? Mm. You think going somewhere else you ain't gonna have to get yourself right?
Come on,
and play at a very high level. Because the one thing I know, bro, the one thing I know is that in order to make it in professional sports, when you get up there, it's about your work. It ain't about your skill set or your talent. It's your work. Because the skill set and the talent is what got you there. The work is what keep you there. So I've always had a problem with Zion Williamson in this regard. And then I'm going to give you the floor. Stop being a baby, bro. You're a professional athlete. It's time to take control of everything that you can possibly control. Yeah, we got teams. And we got people around us because we can't manage and do everything that people asking us to do. Even in our situation now, being on television, we got to have people to do things that we not day-to-day doing, all right?
Yeah.
That ain't because I want to be, like, I know we joke about a celebrity. That ain't because I want to be a celebrity. That's because I have so much on my plate, I can't manage it all by myself, all right? So if you Zion Williamson and you done been handed, like we talked about this the first time, you've been handed the keys to a city by default. When they drafted, they was making commercials. Perk, they was doing, they like every, they want him to be the man during Mardi Gras, all of this.
Not just the keys to the city. He was handed the keys to the NBA.
They wanted him to be the face. Yeah. Now, obviously, we know Ja is trending in that direction.
No.
Along with Luka Doncic. But we know Ja from that particular class is headed in that direction. I want to say this about Zion. As a guy that dealt with weight, as a guy that had to deal with, that had to do extra to make sure I was in shape and ready to play.
Come on.
Say, bro, commit to this window. I'm going to say it again.
Mm.
Commit to this window, bro. You ain't going to be in a position to make this type of money ever again in your life. Mm. Unless you use this to materialize into other things. And here's the one thing, the one problem I have with Zion and how he's conducting himself more than anything, Perk. I'm not even thinking about basketball.
Talk to me.
Your guy, my guy, LeBron has made over $1 billion in his career because of his ability to play basketball. Zion Williamson came out of high school with the same type of hype. He went to Duke with the same type of hype and was drafted with the same type of hype.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look back 15 years from now, Zion, and talk about what you could have did.
Because
you headed in that direction, big fella. And regardless of if it's in New Orleans or if it's somewhere else, you're going to have to commit to the work, big dog.
Yes.
That's what it boils down to. You're going to have to ingratiate yourself with a franchise and a team if you ever want to become the leader. And more importantly, on the court playing the game, you got to become something you probably never been in your life. Because you on a level playing field now. It's equal now. Dudes don't look at you when you walk in NBA arenas and say, oh, there goes Zion. They don't say that no more. Because everybody's saying that about all of them as well. So, man, you better lock in and think about all of the possibilities you have, not only on the floor, but off the floor. Don't throw your money in the trash can, bro. It's about the bag. I don't care what nobody say. They listen to this podcast. They know they get it wrong. Man, get your ass in shape and get ready to play so you can get every single dime that's coming your way. All right? All of the accolades, the Hall of Fame, NBA championships, all of that is great. And that's great banter to argue amongst ourselves. But ain't a ring, a championship, a double-double, a triple-double ever paid no damn bills. Zion, you better go get your money. All of that results in you getting your money. But you got to lock in, bro, and focus on your bag and focus on what you need to do to get the ultimate bag as opposed to living in the right now and I'm unhappy, I don't want to do the thing. Get your ass right, man. Go ahead.
You miss me. You miss me. Because when you come over here preaching like that, I could tell. Here's the thing, bro. You brought up all great points. And I'm going to start with the one point that you brought up for us with the pressure, the word pressure. Yeah. And this is why I keep telling people, when you talk about LeBron James and you talk about the word pressure, nobody has ever had that much pressure in their life. Yeah. And now you have a guy in Zion who is now showing us that he's a prime example of he couldn't handle or he can't handle the pressure.
You're right.
He's not even in his organization right now. Okay? He's from them. Nobody even knows. Nobody's even communicating with Zion. He's not even communicating. We just talked about how it took for CJ to say something for him to actually reach out. So it goes back all the way to the Duke days, in my opinion. And I'm not about to sit up here and let Coach K off the hook either.
Because
for the simple fact, it's been a lot of things that have transpired since being at Duke. We talk about certain situations where he was battling a lawsuit for us with money. Coach K, you're probably the greatest basketball coach of all time. Okay, or up there in the conversation. How did you not set this man up with any type of resources from the roots of it when he touched down onto your campus? And it's not no knock on Coach K, but we got to keep it 100. We got to hold everybody accountable. Now, Zion, yes, he was a young man, but at the end of the day, this young man coming out of high school, he had more ESPN games than the Sacramento Kings, the Washington Wizards, and the Detroit Pistons combined.
Yeah.
Combined.
Yeah.
So now,
box office.
So now we get to this point. And all these rumors are out here talking about, oh, he want to leave. He want to be in a bigger market. He want to be in New York, all this and whatever. He'll be able to excel and make more money. That is not true. Because if you got that dog in you and your mentality is right, that small market stuff don't mean a damn thing. And I'm going to give you a prime example on how LeBron James went to Cleveland. Cleveland was a big market. He still made his money. He still made Cleveland relevant, notable, all those things. You go to Giannis. Milwaukee ain't no damn big market. Okay, what Giannis doing? Maximizing over there. Why? Hard work, coming up, doing what he's supposed to do on the basketball court, crossing all the T's and dotting the I's.
Bert, KD was in Oklahoma City.
I know.
Russ was there. James Harden was there. The bottom line is, bro, Hooper's hoop.
If you love the game.
If you love the game. Or do you love the stuff that come with the game? See, that's what the pros separate. The pros separate the ones that want to be famous and have the chains and all of the stuff that come with the outside perception of being in the NBA. But the real hoopers, the first and foremost is this basketball court. We can say all we want to say about LeBron. We can say all we want to say about MJ or Kobe or KD. We can say all we want to say about them dudes. The main thing was the main thing for them. With everything going on, the main thing was the main thing. And some dudes special. Some dudes can focus on other things and still play at an elite level. We've seen LeBron do it. We know KD got 35 ventures. We know all of that. Bottom line is, bro, you in your fourth year?
Yes. Eligible for a rookie extension that could set him up for generational wealth. But let me ask you this. What is the difference? He's in his third year, going into his fourth year, but this season is almost over anyway. But look, let me ask you this. What is the difference between him and Ja Morant's situation? Both of them in small markets.
Ja love the hoop.
Ja just turned, he just made Memphis so relevant that he forced us to talk about him on TV. Sure he forced our network to put Memphis on the schedule when they wasn't even on there. Yep. That's what I'm talking about. Yep.
CSX, a growing Fortune 500 logistics company, has immediate openings for freight train conductors. If you are looking for a rewarding career offering paid training at nearly $25 per hour, competitive benefits, and you share a passion for great service, apply today at csx.com/careers. That's csx.com/careers. CSX, committed to supporting military and veteran families and their communities. CSX is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But I'm going to tell you this. Ja got a lot of people in his corner that tell him what he needs to hear and not what he wants to hear.
Let me say this for all our listeners. All right? Let me make this very clear. You damn right we comparing Zion to Ja. You damn right. Before you start asking, well, what, they ain't the same player? They ain't. Nope. We expected Zion to actually be the guy we talking about. As opposed to Jai. Now, I got to give my brother love because you said you would have took Jai when that draft happened. But ultimately, Perk, we're not gonna disregard what we saw from Zion Williamson. The difference is a hooper in Memphis loves the hoop.
Loves the hoop. Bro, and I'm going to end on this. Two things. One, his count – along with David Griffin and everybody in the front office of the Pelicans, right? They got to have a coming to Jesus meeting. And they got to sit at the table and they got to be honest with one another. And they got to get this thing on track. And Zion, I don't know who is in this corner, who's telling him what to hear, but let me tell these people out here something real quick. You cannot get direction or you cannot get information from people that never did what you're trying to accomplish. It just don't happen. So that means moms, that means dads, that means uncles, that means whatever the case may be, how can they give you any type of information or direction when they've never been there? It just can't happen. Okay? And then the last thing, Swaggo, was Zion. I hate to say it, but I knew it was going to happen, bro.
I was
at the draft combine.
You said it.
Before I was deciding whether or not I was going to become a coach or join or become an analyst, I was at the draft combine coaching. And guess what Zion was having delivered to his room? Two whole pizzas that he was eating. And I said to myself right then, I said, hey, man, you know what? He already starting off on the wrong foot. And I tried to warn the world, but people didn't want to listen, so that's neither here nor there. The fact of the matter is this. Whether Zion wants to be there or not, you know what I mean? Right now, you are a Pelican. Right now.
To your point, that does not matter. You a Pelican right now, bro.
Show
right
up.
Now. And you haven't, you haven't done anything on the court outside of some highlights to stomp the yard about what you want to do and what you want other people to do.
Can I ask you something?
I'm here to answer it.
I just want to know. I don't understand why is it so hard. And this is what people in life got to realize. Why is it so hard? If you see somebody succeeding at something you're trying to succeed at and doing it at its best and being great at it, I don't care what profession you in. Why are you not trying to reach out to that person and get up under that person's wing and find out what the hell you need to do to get to that level? That's the, like, everybody have this big old competition or no, I ain't doing it. I'm my own man. That that they scared to pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone.
And call LeBron James and ask him, hey, man, how can I clean this up? What did you do? Ask for advice. It's nothing wrong with having a mentor, dog. Forget all these. You know what people worried about? People worried about those social media trolls that don't have a job, that sit at the crib all day smoking that loud and commenting, and they want to please them. Hey, now please yourself. And
I'm about to go to my phone. let me show you something. I tweeted something, and I got to read it because what you just said make all the sense in the world.
Go ahead.
I was on Twitter, Perk, and I was looking at everything that was going on in sports and the Juwan thing, and I saw like the back and forth. I tweeted a day ago, y'all better stop treating this app like it's real life. Got to stop doing it. All right, and here's the thing, bro. Here's the thing based on what you just said. I'm going to put this out and I ain't going to say no names. When I made my trip to New York, I had a chance to be around an icon for like 2 hours. I'm talking about a real live icon. I'm not talking about like somebody. I'm talking about when you say this person's name, the whole world knows their name. Yeah. Not just the U.S. Had a chance to be around an icon.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go in there enamored. I was honored. I was in a role where I wanted to pay homage to the work that this person, this individual has done. But to your point, Perk, I asked every question I could imagine.
What?
How did you get here? How do you get here? What was it like? What do you do now? What's your day like? What, when you wake up in the morning, is it as complex as I'm thinking, or is it as simple as things coming to you and you making them happen? I was asking everything. You know why? Because to your point about Zion, what you just said, I'm not going to reinvent the wheel.
Mm.
I already know it worked. You've shown through a lifetime of work that it works. So I just need your wisdom. Now, I'm going to put my personality, I'm going to have my spin, but I need the wisdom that you got in order to be better. I'm not in competition with you.
And let me ask you this. How old are you?
I'm 38, bro.
You 38 years old and still looking for wisdom.
Hell yeah.
And still learning. So look, you know what? Listen, hey, man, hey, look, to Zion and to all these people out there, I hope that y'all get it right. Yep. Because I'm telling y'all right now, like you said earlier, this window is very short. And it goes by extremely fast. And guess what? It's a lot of guys coming every single year that's coming in that they will feel that slide and keep it moving. Okay,
it's
cool.
It's still true. Let me say this. I tell my son this now because both our sons hoop, and they not growing up like we grew up. But I tell my son all the time, it's a kid somewhere in a dark gym where the roof is dripping water, and his parents can't afford to put him on an AU or a Nike Summer League team. But when he get that opportunity and he see you, there is nothing you're going to be able to do from stop him from getting to where he want to get. So you better work like you pole, boy. Man. That's what I tell him all the time. And I'm going to leave it at that. Zion, you got to go back to when you was growing up and you didn't have nothing. That mentality got to kick back in, bro. All right.
Yes. All right. I'm glad you said something about AU real quick. Let's address something.
Yeah.
Hey, man, look, I'm going to these tournaments and I'm watching these old ass kids play in younger divisions.
The reclasses.
Because their parents are reclassing them. Now, here's the thing, okay? Here's the thing. I actually don't have a problem with reclass if you're reclassing your kid because he's not mentally there in life.
100%.
But I have a problem with you reclassing your kid for sports reasons. Just
that
to
extra
get
year ain't gonna make them go to the NBA, y'all.
Perk,
can we just tell them, tell them, because I don't want to say it because it's, you know, it's basketball. I don't want to say it. Tell them what that extra year ain't gonna do.
It ain't gonna help you at all. And matter of fact, Matter of fact, let me tell you something. It's actually hurting your kid. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because what you're teaching your kid is to run from adversity.
Yep.
You're teaching your kid to run from the grind. You're teaching your kid to say, oh, okay, this is actually what you're teaching your kid. I call it false success.
Yeah. And my question is, bro, what you gonna do if the year you reclass them don't work and he don't get no scholarship offers? What you gonna do then?
I'm sick of these.
When we were growing up, it was like Virginia military. You go play an extra year in a league with dudes your age, your level. These was hoopers, like the school that T-Mac went to and Marquise Daniels. All those dudes. We played them, Virginia Hargrave. And we that was our kind of, like, it wasn't even a reclass. You went after your high school or you went after your junior year and you went to these schools where you focused obviously on education, but you stayed on campus so they could give you a college-like atmosphere.
Yep.
You played basketball like it was a college team. And these do preparatory schools. That's the word I've been looking for, Perk.
Yep.
I understand prep schools. I understand the concept behind a prep school. But for you to hold your kid back in seventh grade because you don't want him to go to eighth and then be a freshman because you think he going to go to the NBA because you bought him 12 more months, you lying to yourself.
Yourself.
All right, go ahead.
You lying to yourself. Bro, it was so crazy that with the Houston Hoops, it was actually tournaments that we played up. We wanted this. But that's neither here nor there. Forget that. But since we was on the NBA, we need to direct our focus and put it towards the Dallas Mavericks, okay? Because Mark Cuban had all this praise about Luka, a guy that he paid over $200 million about getting in shape. Like, let me start on this, okay? First of all, if you paying a guy over $200 million,
you disgusting. Huh?
Yeah, dog. Yeah, dog. And the crazy thing is, bro, I hate it. The reason I'm disgusted is because I actually like Mark Cuban. Yeah. I think he's actually, one of the best owners when it comes down to when he gets to speaking about social justice. I love his energy.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Now when he comes out and says things like this, this bothers me. You just paid a man $200 million. It's no praising him about getting in shape. He's supposed to be in shape. Like, see, that's the thing, like, that we took for granted with guys like Cole and MJ and things, and Larry Bird. Like, bro, we didn't even – Robert Parrish. Like,
they got better. Like Bill Russell, they got better after the bag.
Bro, they got better. They got better after,
and they worked harder after the bag.
We never even heard stories about them, bro. About them having conditioning problems or losing weight. Like, it was never none of that. Nope. None of that. So when I hear this about, like, when I hear Mark Cuban say, yeah, Luka's playing his way, man, he's feeling great, which he's balling.
He hooping.
He was hooping
when he was fat.
Yeah, right. But bro, he's actually driving through the lane dunking.
Dunking now, yeah.
Two hands, swinging from the front. But I'm here to address Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban, listen, I love you. But come on, bro. Like, we're not giving out no false flowers to somebody that you paid $200 million to about
doing what he's supposed to be doing.
No.
Brody, listen, I'm with you. I'm with you on that because – but let me say this. Let me say this, too. Shout out to Luka because we can't come off of Zion conversation. Like, ultimately – Mark Cuban praising Luka for something he should be doing. We all agree with that. But also, like, shout out to Luka for doing it. Shout out to you for getting in shape. Right. And working yourself into being a – but you remember when we talked about this the first time, Luka even acknowledged that I ain't where I'm supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first step. That's what I ain't heard from Zion. I haven't heard Zion take ownership and say, it's some things I got to do. Don't worry about the Pelicans. Don't worry about the people around me, my team. It's some stuff I have to do as a man that's going to put me in a better situation. So I don't know if Luca team got on him. I don't know if he hired a personal chef. All of that stuff that you have access to, and it's starting to pay dividends on the floor. Because, Perk, once you get past the talent part, you know it's about longevity after that.
Yep.
Like, how long will you be able to sustain a level of play that's going to keep you in the league? So it seemed like Luka making steps in the direction of not only being the face of the franchise, but being available.
Yeah.
All right? And being available. So shout out to Luka for it, but I'm with you, man. Like, but you and I are different. You and I are different in that regard. And it's something that I've always respected about you. We don't expect people to praise us for the stuff we're supposed to be doing.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, just like I don't worry about the haters, the compliments are the same.
Yep. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Appreciate it. Cool.
And you know what's crazy? But look, I'm going to tell you this too. Luka's so happy Porzingis gone.
Oh, yeah. He got a whole new energy.
He got a whole new energy. And that was the best thing that the Mavs could have done because they wasn't speaking to each other. And people thought I was tripping. When Dallas traded for Porzingis, I called him a diva.
You said he was a diva, yep.
And now all of a sudden, I'm right again because people feel the same exact way. Porzingis have a sense of entitlement, but
Out talking about he needed to be the one option.
But he's never available.
You're never available, and you ain't the one option.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let me take you down to All-Star Weekend. I went there for 2 days.
Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland, my behind. I went there for 2 days and I got my ass up out of there. The weather was bad. I mean, I don't know who I did was, and I get it. Adam Silver. I love Adam Silver. I saw him.
Everybody get a chance.
Yeah, but bro, no. Like, it just ruined the whole thing, dog. I mean, you know, you don't want to go out there and it's 19 degrees.
That ain't it, bro.
If the NBA could take any notes and if the NFL could take any notes from themselves, that Super Bowl weekend or Super Bowl week in LA would just hit different.
Buddy.
It just hit different when the weather is good outside, bro.
About the weather.
But you know why I want to dive into All-Star weekend real quick? I don't want to talk about how trash the dunk contest was. We all saw that. I don't want to talk about how a big man just – won the 3-point contest and shine like new money. I don't want to talk about Steph Curry putting on the show, dropping the 50-piece wing dinner, Cajun rub. I don't want to talk about LeBron James hitting the game winner back in Cleveland. I don't want to talk about MJ showing up and everybody getting lit up, even the legends themselves. I told you this earlier. I said, man, did you see Magic Johnson? He was giggling like MJ was tickling. Like, that's when you know you got a different type of presence, right? But I do want to say this. I'm so happy that Paul, Ray, and KG came together just – and I don't even care if it was just for a photo. Because you know what? With that photo means that it was some type of conversation.
Something.
So at the end of the day, let me address everybody out there and let y'all know that touched me in a different way, bro.
It should. You was there.
Because this is not only guys that we won a championship with together, but we spent Thanksgiving together. We spent Christmas together. We spent Halloween together. I'm talking about all of us collectively at Ray House.
Yeah.
So whatever basketball decisions were made and how that went down, I don't even give a damn about that, because at the end of the day, our brotherhood and what we built in Butu is way bigger than that, and we all grown. We grown, retired, and we got kids that's about to be grown in and out of high school. So here's the thing that I want to address, though. The Celtics, and I love the Celtics organization, with Grossbeck, Steve Pagliuca, they came to my wedding, dog.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. I love them. They love
guys.
But I will say this. They have to put an end to the pettiness as well. And I'm going to tell you why. Paul got his jersey retired. KG getting his jersey retired in a few weeks. Hey, man, retire Ray Allen.
Retire Ray jersey, man. Yeah.
Hey, let's everybody just stop with the bullshit.
Yep. Yep.
Stop it now, bro. And retire Ray Allen jersey, man.
Here's the thing. Because I like what you said, bro. Let's move on for good. Like, let's not move on just for the sake of moving on. Let's move on to make it better. Right. So I'm with you. I'm with you on that. And to your point, when I saw that picture and you put High Haters, I know a lot of the history of it, talking to you and knowing the stories. Here's what I think. And here's what we need to continue to do on this podcast. Stop kicking your brothers out the house, man. Like, sometimes you got to cut ties, but that don't mean I got to hate you. Yeah. Sometimes you got to say, hey, man, we don't rock like we used to. And I understand why. But I don't have to hate you or hate things that you trying to do. I wish you all the best. Let's be able to separate from each other without wanting to see each other down bad. All right. Let's be able to do that. So when that picture came out and you said High Haters, the message that resonated with me was, yeah, we got differences. Yeah, we disagree. We don't see things the same way. We don't think that things played out the way that they were supposed to play out. Got sideways with one cat about a certain situation and others vice versa. But ultimately, bro, like the picture, and it's crazy that it's art, is the fact that when you see Ray and when you see KG and when you see Paul standing there together as greats in the NBA, top 75 players of all time, you got to feel like, let's just let bygones be bygones, because it's so much more comfortable not to be beefing with you.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. I try to tell people this all the time, bro. You know my thing on Twitter is cool. You know, I say that when people come at me crazy, cool.
I do. I love it too.
Because Perk, I try to tell people all the time, bro. And it's different in this particular situation. But what you eat don't make me, bro.
Mm-mm.
And I got a certain set of people in my life that I have to answer to and give my emotional energy to. And I ain't got no room for nobody else. So when all of this stuff going on, and when I see that Ray, KG, and Paul, I feel like that's the picture of cool.
Cool.
Regardless of how we leave in the conversation, cool.
Straight up. Look, here's the thing. I was going to get on the football topic. We'll save that for next week. Because it's a lot of basketball. Yeah, I know you don't want to talk. You're breakful. You know, hey, you want to know what's funny? Let me tell you how I know you, dog. Let me tell you how well I know you. I sent you a few texts, right? And you was like, you hit the what you call it, and said, LOL, or ha-ha, and emphasize it. I said, my dog taking a mental break right
mental
now.
Break. Mental break.
And I fell back.
You but know look, it?
While you taking a mental break, I don't know if you watching it right now, but I got to throw this in there. Hey, look, my wife and I just started Bel Air, and I must say, hey, boy, hey,
me and the wife hit three episodes in. It's good.
Hey, it's good.
Look, they got Uncle Phil with some swag. That ain't Uncle Phil, man. Bro. They got Uncle Phil when he's young. They got, listen, I had to separate Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Yeah.
What's going on? But ultimately, it's been a really good show.
It's really been an eight. And Carlton, boy.
Carlton, well, straight up. Yeah, put them hands on it.
Hey, but look, this is what I wanted to tell you, though. We got we coming to a close, and I know, look, people be asking, can we get 2 hours? We may do a 2-hour special, but damn it, we ain't doing it today. Okay, so here's the thing. We got to talk about Imani Bates because it's been flying under the radar.
Young Hooper at Memphis.
Young Hooper at Memphis, yep, that decided to reclass and go up to leave school early. And things haven't panned out for him at all. Matter of fact, it's been a disaster. Yep. So much so that he's away from the team right now. So much so that actually Penny Hardaway been getting a lot of criticism. So much so that all of a sudden the parents are starting to kind of play the blame game. And so what I'm telling people is that, listen, man, to everybody that's out there that want their children to succeed or be a professional athlete. And if your kids want to be a professional athlete and you're supporting them, you're doing what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
But let it happen organically.
Please.
Like, don't force the wheel, dog. Like, if it's going to happen, let it happen. It's no skipping steps. It's no shortcuts to getting to that highest level. No way in hell. I don't give a damn. And what happened was that they figured it out because they thought that him leaving, him going to Memphis, him going with Penny, that he was going to be one and done. That wasn't the case. All of a sudden, you see some young dogs that feel disrespected. Now you got to go play against some young, some JUCO or 6-year seniors that ain't having that.
Let me tell you something, bro. To your point.
I'm all ears.
To your point. Instagram don't make you no hooper because you got a lot of followers and you put workouts on there. These ranking publications don't make you a first-round draft pick. They don't do that. How many people following you on TikTok don't make you a real hooper?
Mm.
You know, I got a young son, bro. I got a daughter. My daughter 14, about to turn 15. I got a son that's 12, about to turn 13. These kids get famous, and they actually think they hoopers because a lot of kids like their videos when they playing basketball or in a workout.
Bro, it's unreal.
Man, it's some real dogs out there.
It's some real dogs out there, dog. And so here's the thing, man. I still think Imani Bates have a real legitimate shot of getting drafted. Not this year, probably. He probably have to wait another 2 years. But going to the NBA, and I think he will be a hell of a player. But just to him and to his circle, no more shortcuts.
Yeah,
and look, don't force the wheel.
No.
Don't force it. You could have waited. Look, you done waited this long? Why not wait an extra year? Don't take away a kid, a young man, youth. That man didn't even get a chance to experience a graduation, prom, a senior skip day, or none of that because you decided to put, like, and now – you know what? It's messing with his mentality, Swaggoo. Don't rush the process.
Perk, let's drop this bomb because we're going to turn this podcast off after this. Let's drop this bomb. Hey, all you parents out there with these ideas and these things that's going to get your kid to the next level or to the league, you ain't them.
Hey, you know what? We gonna end on that because you ain't them. Hey, shout out to our kin folks and cousins, man, who've been holding it down, man. Hey, swag group.
I feel like we had to give game today. I felt like we had to give.
No, it was real. It just some days it's part of it, man. Some days, you know, you gonna come into this entire space. Inside family, and some days you gonna have these hard conversations. That was one.
So and the thing that I love about it, we do it. We don't care about doing it either.
And I think that need to be the title of this podcast: Hard Conversation.
Hard Conversation. Family, we love y'all. We wanna rock with y'all. That Swaggoo and Perk to deliver another one. Episode 16 in the books. This is Swaggoo and my dog Perk. Peace.